Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 9 minutes after 7 a.m. If you just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. We move along now to our next feature. Now, police are investigating after six people alleged to have been poisoned after ingesting an unknown substance collapsed in Wetton on Monday. Now, according to witnesses, the six appeared to have convulsions before they collapsed near Canal Road. Now, the South African Police Services is looking into the matter to establish the circumstances that led to this incident. And once the formal notification has been received as to the cause, the city's environmental health department will conduct further investigations. But for now, to provide some comment, we are joined online by MACO member for community services as well as health, and that's Zahid Badruddin. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, thank you for joining us, Zahid.
Waalaikum salam, shukran for having me again.
So of course, in terms of this particular incident, you know, when was it brought to your attention and what exactly do you understand took place on Monday?
So this matter was brought to us very early on Monday, soon after the individuals had collapsed. We were made aware of the fact that the emergency services had become involved and that the individuals had needed to be admitted to hospital. Since the admission on Monday, four out of the six individuals have already been discharged. The city has now already received two formal notifications of the matter, and our environmental health practitioners have started to investigate the situation and have already started to engage with our counterparts at provincial government as well as SAPS and the clinicians. Also, what is becoming quite clear is that there are a lot of uncertainties that need to be clarified in terms of what had led to the situation. And as you mentioned, witnesses have also started to contribute a lot of information that is shaping and forming our understanding of the situation. Also, we've managed to engaging with the clinicians, understand and form a better picture. Two matters are currently underway. One is the laboratory processes that are investigating the presence of unknown toxic substances within the blood system of the individuals, and at the same time, the environmental health staff are in the process of engaging with such individuals to understand what was ingested and then also the situations that led to them ingesting these substances. At this stage, they have noted that it was something that was drunk. We are led to believe that it may potentially be highly concentrated form of alcohol, but that does not rule out the presence of the other unknown toxic substances that are currently being investigated by the health services.
So who exactly were these six individuals, you know, that are the victims? You know, we understand that they were given food of some sort. You know, who exactly were they and what were they doing at Canal Road at that point in time on Monday?
So the information that we have available to us suggests that these six individuals are individuals located in the area in terms of being street people, particularly in that specific area, as they're able to access, money which is given to them by people, food and so on. But in this particular incident, it's also located in an area where there are a number of clubs, bars and so on, where they do seem to benefit from receiving some form of alcohol from various patrons that frequent those facilities. And so it's difficult for us to say at the moment what kind of substances were ingested, but we know for a fact that it's not something that was eaten, it was something that was drunk. And this is from the individuals themselves who have given us this information.
At this point in time, you know, how are they doing? Are they stable? Are they all fine?
So four out of the six have been discharged. They are all stable. Sadly, they've made their way back to the location that they frequent and live close to. Unfortunately, two individuals are still in high care, admitted, and our environmental health staff are in close contact with the staff at the facility so that when they are ready to engage with us, we're able to then source more information from them.
Now, of course, you know, when it comes to these issues, and especially especially being in the public domain, we can't exactly control, you know, what people accept and ingest and take in. But in terms of, you know, should it come to light that it was alcohol or that it is alcohol, you know, that is at the bottom of this, you know, what steps will be taken to address the issue, seeing as, you know, we do have the issue of alcohol abuse year on year that seems to be increasing?
That links to a broader issue in terms of the city's efforts to assist our street people. These individuals were known to the Social Development Department, the street people unit. They've been engaged multiple times before. What's critical is that efforts are and will continue to be made to ensure that these individuals can be moved, and all individuals who find themselves on the street and willing to assist our assistance are moved to shelters or our safe space, and then also essentially connected to our rehabilitation, free rehabilitation services that we offer as a city. So it's a bigger picture here. These individuals will obviously be assisted to the best of our abilities, but there needs to be a willingness on their side to accept those offers. My experience has shown that because the individuals who live in these kinds of economic houses, if you will, benefit so extensively from food, finances, and so on, there's usually apprehension to accept our offer of assistance. But be that as it may, at the same time, the environmental health team will obviously engage with the commercial businesses on site or in the area to ensure that they understand that there needs to be a certain level of responsibility when engaging with these vulnerable groups, so that they aren't abused or given things that they shouldn't have been given in the first place.
Now, of course, we also understand, like you alluded to a little earlier, you know, there were witnesses to the incident, but in terms of the culprits, you know, have there been any leads in terms of the investigation as to, you know, how exactly did this transpire? Who was behind it, so to speak?
At this moment, no leads. It's difficult to identify the individuals, but here the assistance of steps will be very important, putting all of the information together from the witnesses as well as from the individuals who had to be admitted. In this instance, it could either be an individual who usually frequents any one of those businesses or someone from the outside, but also to be able to access CCTV footage, etc. So there's a long process at play at the moment, and it's too early to say whether or not someone is identified. But at this moment, no one has been identified.
Right. Any final comment from yourself for this morning, Zahid?
I think it's important here to understand that the city is not in a position to speculate in terms of what substances have been ingested by the individuals. I know there are a lot of people who are saying that this is only alcohol or this is poison, but what needs to happen is that the investigation is allowed to take place smoothly. And once all of that has taken place, then we'll be in a better position to give much more clarity about what actually was ingested and then the other situations leading up to the ingestion of these unknown potentially alcoholic substances.
Well, Zahid, thank you so much for comment this morning on the issue. We do appreciate your time.